What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding in communities everywhere.
Tim, what you eating on?
Skittles. Skittles. Rap album coming soon.
You want to tell us where they can find us at, Skittles?
No, I'm changing my rap name. They can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at TPT_podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
I like how you can combine your two nicknames. You run so fast as the Flash, just the rainbows behind you. That's why they call you Skittles Flash.
I'm done with Steph Curry over here. Let's continue over this water crisis.
In case you've never tuned into The Positive Truth, we talk about uplifting positive news Monday and Wednesdays, and on Fridays we talk about an issue that's going on in America. We talk about what the topic is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today we're doing the water crisis in America. Before we get to that, we want everyone to know no one's ever going to have to pay for this podcast, but we would greatly appreciate your support if you go to YouTube, hit that subscribe button, you go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, leave us a positive rating, leave us any sort of review that will push us up, and that will get more people to know about our positive, uplifting news we're trying to bring. Tim, did I forget anything?
That was great.
All right, cool.
Killed that.
Today we're talking about the water crisis.
We are. Water crisis in America.
In America, in Flint, Michigan.
Michigan.
Michigan. I sound like I got Skittles in my mouth. Still doesn't have clean water.
You know why?
No, tell us, Tim.
Man, a little bit that happened in Flint, Michigan. Basically, they decided to change over their water system. They used to buy water from Detroit, and they wanted to switch over to this new program, which was going to take about 2 years to get together. So they decided to take water out of the Flint River instead in the meantime while they were getting everything put together. And when they did that, it was terrible. I mean, the water was disgusting. People were getting lead poisoning and all kind of other stuff. And it was just, they were trying to hide it for so long and it just didn't work out. The only reason to do this, they were trying to save money. Politicians were simply trying to save money.
At the cost of people's health and lives.
Exactly. I mean, it took people to do individual studies to realize that there was actually toxic levels of lead in their water. And it got so bad that social media went crazy and started protesting and people started finding out. It was terrible, and it was happening for a long period of time before they decided to switch back to Detroit. But people are already sick, people already have lead poisoning, children were already drinking this water and bathing in this water, and it's like, why? How could this happen in 2000, it was 2016, 2015, 2014, like, how could this happen
and
in today's time?
It's still going on. Like, they still don't have clean water yet.
Exactly. Their pipes are ruined. You have to replace all the plumbing throughout the whole entire city for them to actually get clean water. And you know how much that's going to cost? Way more money than they were trying to save.
This is why you don't cut corners. This sounds like a lesson my parents would teach me, like, don't cut corners.
Yeah?
That's exactly what that sounds like. And, like, there's a harsh national spotlight on Flint, and there should be, but, like, news sources have identified almost 2,000 additional water systems spanning every state in America where testing has shown excessive levels of lead contamination over the past 4 years. So this isn't just happening in Flint, it's happening everywhere. So the water systems that are reported the lead levels exceeding the EPA protocols, which is the Environmental Protection Agency standards, supply water to 6 million people in America. About 350 of those systems provide water to our schools and daycares in America. So yeah, this is a problem.
That's our children getting sick.
Absolutely, man.
Not adults, we're talking about children.
I actually have something about children. We're not there yet.
Oh, let's stay on track.
In a 2009 report, the EPA warned that threats to drinking water are increasing, add that we can no longer take our drinking water for granted. And in 2010, basically the Environmental Working Group, they made a report that basically said, like, we found unsafe water levels in basically, they found it in 33 states, and industrial chemicals linked to cancer, hormone disruption, and other health problems, and are affecting at least 6 million Americans, at least. This was 2 years ago. There's all sort of other contaminants that we don't even know the health effects for that are in our water.
Wow. Man. So this isn't just happening in Flint, Michigan. Even though Flint, Michigan definitely got the spotlight, it's happening all over the United States is what you're saying.
What county are we in, Tim?
We're in Oklahoma County right now.
There are some places in Oklahoma County that has water above the lead levels. In Cleveland County, which is kind of close south.
Yeah, for sure.
So
high lead levels are everywhere.
Kind of terrifying. Even at small doses, you were talking about the children, lead poses a health threat, especially for pregnant women and young children. Lead can damage like growing brains and cause reduced IQs, attention disorder, and other behavioral problems. Infants fed formula with contaminated tap water face significant risk. And adults can lead to kidney problems, high blood pressure, and higher risk of cardiovascular deaths, which is already number one in America, so we don't need any more increased risks. So it's kind of terrifying.
No, it is terrifying, especially whenever you said it was going to affect their behavior. I mean, you got children drinking this water because they have to. I mean, we need water to survive.
I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my four water bottles in the fridge.
I mean, JP...
We got water right now.
Exactly, that is the truth. But imagine, though, we're giving our children, not even imagine, this is the truth, we're giving our children this toxic water. It's going to affect their behavior, and we all know it's not in a positive way, and that's not what we're trying to do here at The Positive Truth.
Exactly.
This is going to affect them negatively. This is going to affect how they feel, which affects how they act, which causes them to make decisions. And if you don't feel good, you're going to make bad decisions. These kids, we're not giving them a chance if we're going to keep poisoning them like this.
Not even bad decision, reduced IQ and damaged growing brains.
We're not giving them a chance.
Exactly. So the obvious question is, how does pollution get into U.S. water supplies at all? You know how that happens?
No, I don't, JP.
So tap water has to go through water treatment plants, mm-hmm. and most contaminants are filtered out or killed with disinfectants. But treatment plants aren't foolproof, and they're not all regulated the exact same way. So if you're in a plant in nowhere, Wyoming, their water supply probably doesn't have as many people as the Chicago one.
Got you.
So this leads to like different leveling of standards and not enough people there every single time. Most Americans get their drinking water from a fragmented network of about 155,000 different water systems, serving everything from businesses to school buildings, which we were just talking about. The EPA has determined a system that basically says exceeded the lead standard when more than 10% of the samples show lead levels above 15 parts per billion. The ones in Flint, Michigan were 5,000 parts per billion, which is characterized as basically hazardous waste.
So you have people drinking hazardous waste.
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying.
And it's being...
That's terrifying, right?
Oh. That's terrifying. It doesn't sound too positive, JP.
We're going to get there. We're going to talk about how you can change it. You have all the changing stuff, too. You're the positive person. I'm just doing out all the facts, man.
Oh, man, let's hear some more facts so we can change. So we can learn how to change this water crisis in America right now. So I'm not drinking, you know, hazardous waste.
So I got some great news, positive news. It's coming. Drinking water typically isn't contaminated with lead when it leaves a treatment plant. What usually happens is it gets contaminated as it travels through the lead service lines on individual properties, and it goes into plumbing features inside of homes. So about 75 million homes across the country were built before 1980, meaning these homes are very, very, very likely to contain some lead plumbing. That's more than half the country's housing units. A lot of these are in like big, large cities like Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, or places where we live, used to live. So you have these lead pipes. And what happened in Flint was, they put chemicals in our water, in tap water. It's anti-corrosion. And it leads to whenever it gets in the pipes, the lead doesn't get into our water. That's what they did. So in Flint, not only they were using like river water that was corrosive and nasty and had been used for hazardous waste, they didn't put in the anti-corrosion chemicals, which led to old lead pipes breaking down and releasing basically a torrent of poisons. So that's what happened. It's kind of terrifying. The fundamental risk factor in Flint, the old like lead service lines that deliver water to homes, is basically a problem for almost every house in America.
Man.
It's getting better, man.
When?
Because we know that the anti-corrosion like particles work. And we know that the treatment plants, most of them, almost all of them are working. So like, you know, like we always use Oklahoma as an example because that's where we're located at. There's a place by Lake Eufaula. There's a water treatment plant and they always exceed lead levels. But they say whenever it comes out of their factory, like it's all perfect. What happens is it gets in the old pipelines and it comes out of the faucet with high lead levels. So basically, a really easy way to fix this is get a water filter. Get as many water filters as possible. There's all kinds of them. And that can eliminate a lot of the lead problems and a lot of poisons. Do you have a water filter?
I don't. I don't drink tap water, though.
Damn, I'm missing out.
Am I, man?
It's the best thing ever. I've had a water filter for, I feel like forever? 3 years? So, you know, the water's coming all fast out of the faucet?
Right.
Hit that little water filter, it's like... trip. Which is kind of terrifying because it tells you like all the stuff that's in there,
right.
But at least you know it's clean and healthy. A lot of people use plastic water bottles, but that's probably not the best thing for the environment.
That's true, especially how many water bottles we use in a year.
So there's positives here. We got the anti-corrosions and we got water filters for all the old lead tap lines they're going in all the plumbing in the houses.
Right.
So there are positives, man.
We're figuring out ways. I mean, on some positive ways to help, I mean, we could talk about that for a little bit, I guess. And I mean, number one positive thing you can do whenever somebody is going through a water crisis like Flint, Michigan, bring them clean water. Simple as that. Cases of water, bottles, gallons of water, bring it to them. They need to bathe, they need to drink water because again, we can't survive without water. Matter of fact, didn't you talk about a story on The Positive Truth about a woman driving a truckload of water over the weekend to Flint, Michigan? I believe it was one of the first stories you ever told.
I think that was your story.
Really?
Yeah. Man. We've done so many.
It's been a while. We've been doing this for a little bit now. For sure. You have any positive ways to help?
I liked yours. I want to bring something back up though. You said you don't drink tap water?
Yeah, no. I drink bottled water.
So you're just all plastic water?
Pretty much, yeah. I recycle, but...
You think about how much money you would save if you got a water filter?
How much was your water filter?
That was like... maybe 40 bucks? Maybe?
Really?
Maybe. And then you get... Then like, whenever the filter runs out, you get new ones. And the filters are like $8 each.
I do drink a lot of water. Spend probably like $6-$7 a week on cases of water.
Yeah, you're gonna make your money back quite quick.
Yeah, I may have to make that switch. There you go, that's a positive truth right there.
You can also donate to Flint, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can definitely donate to Flint. You can support the researchers that keep the public informed, for sure, because the people that are out there actually testing these pipes, testing these water, they need funding and they need help. You can fund the organization supporting critical help public health services, because obviously people are going to be getting sick, and with a water crisis, you can't help but get sick if you're drinking that water. People are going to need help, 100% sure. I mean, it all depends on where you're at and where this water crisis is, to who you need to donate to, but it's not hard. I mean, we have smartphones in our pockets. It's not hard to Google whatever we need to Google, find out what we need to find out, and do our own research, and help take care of each other.
Since we've been talking about lead poisoning, I think it's important that we should tell everyone you should check and see if your water is clean or lead free. You should just run a test for it. Simple Google search, run a test, you figure out what's in your water, it's probably a good thing for your health because you need water for just about everything. And boiling, you know, have you ever seen that sign in Flint, Michigan, where it's like boiling what your water won't get rid of the lead?
Yeah, I did. I've seen that sign.
So, like, everyone that's listening to this should check their water.
Agreed.
You should also vote for politicians that are going to fix this issue, and vote for politicians that will press, like, local politicians that will pressure the federal government into getting everyone in America clean water. So we were talking about, like, how different water centers have different, like, faculties, different levels of maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't matter how many people are using that water facility. Everyone should be given that same option for the same great water, no matter where you're living at.
Equal water rights.
3 out of every 4 water systems that are exceeding lead standard from 2012 to 2015 serve 500 people or less. They often lack the resources and the staff for larger systems. They don't even have a full-time operator, and that's just not fair. Just because you're living not in the city doesn't mean that you should be totally ignored.
No, I agree 100%. And the issue is again, people have to get the right politicians to back clean water, to back water.
So instead of voting once every 4 years, you have to vote every single time.
Start paying attention. Start asking questions. Start Googling. When is the next time I can vote? Not just for presidents either, guys.
That sounds like something we should cover next time one comes up.
I think we have another topic.
There we go. You got any other ways you can help?
Man, donate to schools. Again, water at schools, we drink out of water fountains. We all did as kids. Donate money to schools. Donate water to schools. Kids need clean water at the end of the day.
So I had a friend in middle school. He was smart, but kind of a... really smart, but kind of a smart, you know... I guess we can cut a smart ass. And one time I remember I was getting like water out of a water fountain. He was like, ew, you know how many people put their mouths on that? And after that, it was just like, I'm never going to get water out of a water fountain. And he totally ruined me to it.
Man, he ruined your life. What is that?
He didn't ruin it. He's a good friend. Still kick it with him. But like, I would always get Sprite afterwards. And I think like, when you know the water's bad, you naturally you get something else, which is sugary, which is gonna lead to even more problems, like tooth decay, health problems, all this other stuff. So it's very important for people to have clean water.
Right. I agree, man, I agree.
Because I basically went 5 years of drinking nothing but Sprite and Gatorade through school.
What?
Yeah.
JP, man, JP. How did you survive?
Basketball, they were running it out of us.
Yeah, I hear that. Eat what you want, drink what you want. Yeah, back when you're that young, playing sports that hard, man. You got any other positive ways we can help out?
Not really.
I'm fresh out.
You got a positive quote?
I don't, do you?
I can think of one. Stall me, Tim. Stall.
Stall? All right.
Talk about the social networks they can reach us at.
Well, while JP's thinking of a quote, you guys can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast or on Twitter at TPT_podcast on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. You got a quote?
Sometimes mistakes help you find the meaning.
Boom.
We out.
Stay positive.